She's a mighty river.
Away, you're rolling river.
The pirate camp lies on its borders.
Yo-ho, I'm bound away, 'cause I'm a wise, wise sailor.
The pirate loved the noble lady.
Away, you're rolling river.
With notions his canoe was laden.
Yo-ho, I'm bound away, 'cause I'm a wise, wise sailor.
Hello again there, folks. So I've decided to have a chat about this meme that I see going around on the internet, and it's the meme. I'd say it's a meme by now. And the meme just juxtaposes to a street in Liverpool, and one, it was taken in the 1950s. The top one is in the 1950s, and the bottom one is much more recent, in the last few years or something. And whenever people, I often see people posting this on social media, and it always gets a huge amount of traction, and it always kind of churns up a lot of discussion about the difference between the top picture and the bottom one, about the difference between this street in Liverpool of the 1950s and the street now. And I think it's interesting because what it does is lean into a sort of burgeoning sort of economy on social media. Which does this. There's a whole sort of YouTube channels which are dedicated to this. There's all kinds of websites doing this thing then and now, kind of compare and contrast to how things were and how they are now. And it also obviously leans into a kind of discussion about nostalgia and whether or not things were that good in the past and whether or not things are going downhill now. Because if you looked at that picture, you would absolutely think things were going in a wrong direction and had been since then. But there is, of course, I mean, just before I get accused of sort of descending into nostalgia once again, there is a counter to that, which is that things are actually much better now than what they used to be. They will mainly talk about material comforts. They will talk about things like mold on walls, which is not as much of a problem. It seems to be coming back as it used to be. But I mean, more generally, if you look at some of the pictures that you could look at from Liverpool, actually, but also I'm more familiar with the Northeast, and there actually was like a ton of poverty back in the day, back when that was taken in the 50s and in the 60s, like there was a lot more hardship than what there is now officially. But of course, that's the sort of the progressive narrative. Things are getting better. So when you look in the past and you see people having a hard time of it, you think, well, thank God we're living in the present. Thank God we're living in the now. And so when a meme like this street in Liverpool sort of pops up, It does the opposite. It upends that narrative. And what that does is generate a lot of discussion about the reason as to why this is happening, because it isn't really deniable. But I think from a progressive point of view, it does raise some interesting questions, which I kind of wanted to touch on a little bit. And so I've got like five. What I do is look at the replies and the quote tweets and the comments and things on when I see these things. So I try and get a sort of gist, a rounded impression of what people are getting at. Like what is their explanation for what's happened to this street? And as I say, like these compare and contrast things they're easy to find on Google Images and things. There's a lot of people doing this now. And sometimes it looks better. Sometimes it generally does look better, and sometimes it looks worse. But they all have a few things in common, which I'm going to come to in a little bit. But the obvious sort of first excuse or the first sort of explanation of what's happened, obviously from people on the right, they'll say that it's diversity, that the demographics have changed in this area. Now, I actually looked this area up in Liverpool. It's in Walton in Liverpool, and apparently they do have multicultural demographics. I mean, I get it. I get why people are looking at that for an explanation. That's fair enough, I suppose. But at the end of the day, like I've been to places like Blythe and Ashington, which can be like this as well, and that's kind of 90+% white. So I think I understand where people are coming from on that. Maybe there's something to it. But I think it's you've got to be careful because there are places which are not multicultural which are like this as well. And another issue is that just another sort of excuse will be just a general lack of standards, which is a good one because you can see, I mean, if we just look at the picture for a second, you can see that at the top one, you've got obviously there's the father with his child walking down the street, but the streets are really clean. There seems to be an order and wholesomeness to it all. You've even got that nice old-fashioned lamp, whereas we've got these sort of LED things which give like a creepy glow off at night time. But just generally, you've got like nice hedgerows which have been trimmed. You've got the wall, you've got a little fence there. There's no rubbish on the streets. There's a kind of local shop which has an old-fashioned comfy feel to it as well. And then when you go to the bottom, there's crap all over the streets. The pavement has been repaired, but it's been repaired badly. And obviously, you've got one of the houses. I think that might be a council thing where they've boarded up the windows, so the windows can't be smashed. You've got those central air conditioning box things. Like one of them's placed over a window. You've got the UPC windows themselves with the white door. I mean, what that box across the window just looks absolutely hideous. And then you've got the road. The road hasn't been repaired very well. So this would say like a general decay. Like it's not just the fact that because we come to it, that it's the council cuts because the left wing explanation of this is that the council cuts. So it like the argument here would be that in the 1950s or the 1960s, the councils had more money than what they do now, and so then this kind of decay wouldn't happen. I actually have a hard time believing that I mean, I haven't run the numbers on this. But I don't think that explains for people just leaving rubbish on the streets. Like it's kind of strange because is it the council's fault that there's rubbish on the streets? Is it not that people have dropped the rubbish on the streets? And this leads us on to what other people would say, where there was a back in the 1950s photo, there would have been a general sense of community. There would have been a general sense, a little bit of keeping up with the Joneses. There, it would have been homogenous. There would have been everybody would have known everybody in the other houses, and so this touches on another point, which is social alienation and atomization. And to be honest, probably all 5 points have got something to them. But one of the things that I noticed that I thought was interesting about it was that when I zoomed in on a little bit, and the other pictures that I looked at. Which were these sort of compare and contrast things, is that if you look carefully, there's very little. Like if you look at the bottom photo, then you've got that line on the road, like the speed bump on the road. You've got yellow lines. You've also got a speed sign, and there's the satellite dish on the wall, of course. But that's not so much what I'm getting at here. It is ugly though. And just yeah, okay, like just generally bad upkeeping of everything in the newer modern one. But still, you look at the parking meter, and then you also look at those sort of electrical box things on the side of it. What I think is the trend that I've noticed when looking on all of these pictures is that there's in the top in the new one, the more modern picture. There's like this huge sort of intrusion of regulation and government and central planning, or of a kind of managerial bureaucracy. It's really apparent in the bottom one. You could even argue that it's in the houses themselves, whereas on the top one, that's almost completely absent. Like it and I know like it's sort of a libertarian way of thinking. But it is there. It does jump out at you that the top photo doesn't really seem to have any governmental intrusion whatsoever. And of course, for the people who complain that it's down to council cuts, here you can see that actually in the more modern photo, like everywhere you look, there's something related to government. There's something to relating to regulating bureaucracy. If anything, that's absent in the top one, and the people are there to take care of the area as much as they can. And so when I was looking at the other pictures like this, this is like the same story over and over and over again, is that one of the main differences, not the only one, is, you know, you've got demographics, there's poverty and things, but one of the things that jumps out of when you look at these photos is that the picture in the past, the one which is usually in the 1950s or the 1960s, has, like, it's like the government and the bureaucracy is almost absent entirely from it. And in the more modern pictures, it's everywhere you look. Even on some of them, which are like, which look cleaner, where the streets are clean, and it looks kind of decent. It looks kind of bourgeois and middle class, but you can still see that it's all like the kind of the markers of a central planning of bollards, and of this sort of regulating where people go and how they can go. And it's fair enough, because you could say, well, at the end of the day, like, we did bring down traffic accidents. We did bring down, the amount of car crashes, and if the roads are safer. And so however you want to look at that, it is quite clear that the direction that things went in are one in which there is more regulation, more managers, more bureaucracy, and more intrusion into people's lives. And this kind of goes back to the original one where people will talk about diversity, because that too is an imposition from government. That too is an imposition from central planning, which people weren't allowed to have really any say about, unless, well, that's a whole other thing. But basically, you know what I'm talking about. So that in itself was an imposition from the government. So what you see, or like one of the markers against all of this, even the general standards, where you say, well, what do we need the council to pick up the rubbish? Is it, like, can people just not throw things on the ground? And some of them the council is clearly responsible for, like that terrible pavement job. But there's more and more this kind of idea that you aren't really responsible for your own area. You're not responsible, and you have no control over who will or will not go to live there. And so there's this general retreat. I mean, in material terms, people actually with inside the houses have probably got more appliances and more, maybe more money, more fancy ways to entertain themselves than what they did in the top figure. But there's absolutely no doubt that there's been something fundamentally lost within that street. And more I look at it and I think all of the possible explanations of what's gone wrong tend to come down to this extension of a managerial bureaucracy, even if it is the diversity, or the idea that you need the council to pick something up. And because it all leads to a social alienation, where if your neighbours don't speak the same language as you, you don't know where they're from, they're from everything, then that too. But it also might be that you just don't talk to them because you don't know them, and there just isn't that sense of community and fellowship anymore. So this then reduces the amount of peer pressure on anybody to actually upkeep anything. So everybody retreats indoors and into their sofas. I mean, it is telling that there's nobody on the street in the bottom in the newer one, and there is on the top. And all of it, even when it's positive, even in some of the cities that you see, where for example, that they've abolished the roads, there's no longer any roads going through it. It's all in the direction of regulating by regulation by the therapeutic state, which takes agency from the people, from normal people in their own areas, completely takes it away from them, and then imposes certain things on them. Whether it's the signs at the end of the street, whether it's the speed bump, whether it's the poorly maintained paths to a degree, all of it, or whoever gets to live there. And what's funny is that the end sort of goal, which I've written about on Substack as well, is if you take this where it actually functions, if you look at the city centres where it is clean and it is regulated and things shuffle along in an efficient manner, they kind of look like the most hyper-regulated areas in public life, which would be something like an airport terminal. So in an airport terminal, the public have no agency whatsoever, but there, because it is so tightly regulated that it isn't allowed to fall to crap and be dilapidated like that. So then you get this hyper slick, hyper clean sort of environment, but there's absolutely you've got no agency and no control over yourself whatsoever. I mean, you can't even keep your shoes on. You've got to stand there without your belt, without your shoes. You're told where to put your keys or your credit cards in this in the little tub, and then you're going to get scanned so that they can see you completely naked. Like, they can see the very bones in your body, for God's sake. So the airport is like the most highly regulated place where you can go to. And it's clean and it's slick and it kind of works, and but there's no organic life possible at all in such a place. It's just completely sterile. It is just purely managerial, regulation, therapeutic state stuff. And in the top, in the original photo, you can see that actually life can function without any of that, or where it's stripped back as far as possible. It will only sort of rear its head on certain occasions and for certain formalities. Except for that, it isn't really there. Whereas on the more modern picture, you can see that the kind of hyper-regulated state has sort of materialized, but it hasn't gone all the way. It hasn't gone full airport. And what you end up is this kind of half and half sort of dystopia, dilapidated, decayed, depressing place where you no longer have any kind of organic, wholesome community left, but you do have the managerialism, you do have the control, and that's all there is. And the rest of it seems to have sort of shriveled up and died, because it doesn't have to be there. It isn't needed. And it wasn't maintained. The social life was attacked by this sort of managerial state, if you like. The church was undermined. The homogeneity of the areas would have been undermined. The way people earned a living would have been undermined. Everything was undermined until eventually nobody cares anymore. Everybody retreats inside. So it's kind of like when people are giving the explanations for this meme, they're all trying to get onto their own hobby horses. But it's a multitude of factors, but one of them is the amount of intrusion that the state does, in my view. They're removing, with each step, they are removing agency from the local people, or at all costs. So it's an imp in a way, it's an imposition on them. And when you run into that situation, you're going to come to the conclusion, well, I just don't care about what happens outside anymore. Because it's all just alienated. And then in some more extreme cases, it just seems to be outright sabotage by the state itself. But it's interesting to see the different takes on such a picture, because, of course, to go back to the sort of main progressive point, what's uncomfortable for them is that they demonize those days. Of course, they demonize the 1960s and 1950s, and they're forced to confront something when they see an image like that, because they can't deny it. I've seen them downplay it. I mean, one of them is that, which I've actually skipped over, is that the top street was newly cleaned, and that's why they took the photo. Again, it's not true. You can see that just generally, even places that were poor in the 1950s and 1960s were surprisingly clean, which we don't see anymore, because nobody cares, because nobody feels connected to the wider culture. Nobody really knows their neighbors, so they don't care. There's no peer pressure, because there is no peers, in a way. They don't care. Why should you? Everybody's isolated and atomized. And It's interesting to kind of speculate on how they get over that, because what they do is then ask for more sort of technocratic solutions to problems which are almost spiritual in a way. They're trying to create this through bureaucracy, you know. They're trying to replicate it with all of their number crunching and spreadsheets, but it just can't be replicated like that. So thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.
But she is a mighty river.
Away, you rolling river.
The pirate camp lies on its borders.
Yo ho, I'm bound away, 'cause I'm a wise, wise sailor.
The pirate loved a noble lady.
Away, you rolling river.
With notions his canoe was laden.
Yo ho, I'm bound away, 'cause I'm a wise, wise sailor.